listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. In this podcast, we discover where to start. A lot of us kind of go through life and we feel like we're doing okay, and then Monday happens. Right in its ugly face, we have to look at, are we happy? Are we happy being at our job? Are we happy doing what we do? In this particular podcast, we actually go through the motions to discover if we are indeed happy, or do we want to shake things up and go another way? Here is episode 15, Where Do I Start? Today's podcast is just for you. There are times in our lives where we think we're just coasting along and everything's okay, and then you show up for work and you're sitting down getting ready for your day, got coffee, got to put your handbag away, put your coat away, open that computer, check out the schedule, and you're like, why the F am I here? I effing hate this job. This podcast is for you. Did you know on Monday mornings there is a high ER rate of people just coming in from anything from actual heart attacks or other ailments that are, you know, like stomach related issues that flood in on Monday morning, around 9 a.m. when people are usually at work? I wonder why that is. Do you think these people have a lot of stress concerning their jobs? Maybe. Okay, so if that's the case, what do we do about it? What do we do to change that space in going from that particular awful, I gotta go to work, I have to make ends meet, I have rent, I might even have kids, I have responsibilities, to just taking a moment and figuring out what you really want to do? Just the thought of that sometimes really put people in a tailspin. And they can't even get past what their responsibilities are or why they feel they're obligated to stay in something that they shouldn't be staying in. I'm going to recommend two books that you can check out if you're one of those people that need a reason on why you need to go to the next step. The first book is called Now Discover Your Strengths. And in that, you'll be able to check out to see what your strengths are and really what you need to bring in this world. It's a really great book. It's something that I give out to clients that I'm coaching. Sometimes I'll give it to people that I'm going to be working with, but I need to know where their strengths lie so we can go ahead and go to the next step. The other book is a phenomenal book. It's one from my favorite author. Her name is Barbara Stanny, and it's called Overcoming Under-Earning. It is the catalyst for me to actually look at everything that I was doing and call bullshit on some of the stuff that I was doing and understand that I needed to go forward. And one of that was the realization I needed to get paid more. And it was a great journey for me, especially because of the results. With this book, I learned within, I think, the first week that I was reading it, I understood how I was afraid to invoice clients. I was afraid to get paid. I didn't want to insult them by sending an invoice out to them. So I had to rethink all of that and understand where that thought came from, why that thought was a bunch of crap, and why I needed to push by that so I can really give what I need to give to this world. And I have a lot to offer. And all of that came from this book. I encourage you to check out this book. This will help you go around the path that you need to go. So that's the first step that you would need to do. The second step is imagination. You have to imagine where you would like to be. If you thought of yourself what would your life look like in a year from now or 2 years from now? If you got to wake up in a hotel room, what would it look like? Where are you? And what are you leaving behind at home? And we're going to actually do that here right now. So what I want you to do, we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of an impromptu guided meditation. And I want you to do is close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out, just rest yourself in a really quiet space if you can. Breathe in again. Breathe out. Now, what I'd like you to do is imagine that you did wake up in a hotel room. With everything around you, what colors are you seeing? What light is coming through the window? What side is it facing, north, south? If you were to kind of just bring your body a little up and rest your back on the pillows, what are you looking at outside? Where are you? What's the temperature like? Do you feel comfortable? Know that this room is a 5-star room, completely paid for with ease and fulfillment. Think about what you left behind. Who did you leave behind on this trip? Who did you bring on this trip? What needs to be attended today? Because this can also be a work day for you. Did you choose to work, or did you choose to let go and let your virtual assistant or assistant handle your day for you? What type of money is happening around you as you're resting in bed? What does your bank account look like? Do you need to make another deposit soon? Where is that deposit coming from? Is it from incoming checks, or is it from a PayPal account? What is the ridiculous amount that you didn't expect to wake up this morning? But it is kind of a usual thing, but you just didn't know it was happening today. What does that dollar amount or pound look like? As you get up easily out of bed and you reflect on what you left behind, and you were to think about your home, what is in your home? Where is home? Is it a house or is it an apartment? Do you live in a neighborhood or do you live on a beach? Are you living in a thriving city or are you living in a suburb? What are your favorite things in that home? Think about how your life starts each week. How does it look like? Are you driven to work or do you stay home? Do you like driving to work? How do you communicate with others at work? Is it a phone call? Are you in the office? Or are you doing a Skype meeting? Think about how it looks like. Just think about your office, what your work looks like, your work week, how many hours you put in. Now, think about the first thing that pops in your head on what you do. What is it that you didn't expect that was there? What do you offer in this world? Now, what I'd like you to do is go ahead and put your hands over your head and do a real deep stretch and slowly open your eyes. And what you can do at this moment is stop and journal. Journal all of the surprising things that came around you. What was it that was really interesting for you that may even surprised you on what you did, how your lifestyle looked like, who was with you on the vacation and who was not with you on that vacation? Who did you let go of? Who surrounded you? Who was supportive? Who did you not even imagine that was not involved? Think about that. Also, think about where you lived. It's easy to change. It's easy to change where you live anytime. So even if it doesn't look like it's something you can do it. And that is the start of how you would reconsider your life. You might be asking, okay, this was great, a little fantasy stuff, that's awesome, but how do I get started? What do I do next? I don't even know where to go. And the first thing is really imagining it. It's, the next thing is to journal it. Journal it every day. The answers will actually come to you. I can't even tell you how many schematics have happened with this process. My life-changing opportunities in terms of moving around the world was that happened. Finding people I wanted in my life, and also lovingly letting go people that were not supportive in my life. It's hard. It's really hard, especially if it happens to be family. Sometimes you do need to move on. It doesn't mean that you don't love them any more than you do now, but you have to have your journey. You have to really focus on things that matter to you for you to actually contribute to your family. Your family has a legacy. Your family has a story. Now, if I happen to be that story of that crazy aunt that traveled around the world, but was extremely happy, had her own sustainable business, did things her way, it's actually the legacy of my great grandmother. And I'm gonna try not to tear up here, but Felipa was my great grandmother, and she only did things that she wanted to do. She had three children. She never married. Now, if you think about that is total scandal. Early, what was it? My 1920s and 30s. My great aunt and uncle and my grandmother were born. If you think about that in the U.S., that's crazy. She also brought her children from Mexico to California and was made Los Angeles her home. Everybody worked. Everybody started there. But she really didn't care for anybody's opinions. And everybody else's opinions really were last on anything, any of her decisions that she made. So she really lived her life according to her. That's my family legacy. And as hard as it was for me to leave the US and start to live abroad, it was something that I knew I had to do because it was about me being happy in my path. Also, it's not the end of the world. I mean, I can get a plane ticket and go back anytime I want to. The thing is that moving here has expanded my vision of what I want to do in this world. It's global. I want to do something where I can connect with other women in other parts of the country. It's right in the alignment and the vibration of where I want to go to. I will tell you, I'm not going to lie, it is the scariest thing I've ever done. If you can pull yourself out, and I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are, but if you could pull yourself out of your community and drop yourself off into somewhere else, not only, yes, of course, it's an adventure, but it's the scariest thing to do is to start up new somewhere else. But the truth is, in my life, I started up somewhere new almost every 5 to 10 years, whether it was a new job, going through a divorce, going through a journey of really self-punishing addictions, finding ways to get out of it, finding positive work environments, understanding the joy that I brought into my work environment. What made me tick? What do I like? How? And then it also started to arc, like a character arc, it arced into how I can contribute to everybody's vision of what it means to start your own entrepreneurial journey. So I started focusing on that. I started getting clients that way. I started getting amazing results with these clients. These clients were starting to do something amazing. They, referred other clients to me, which was awesome. And it started to build from there. But your truth is going to be not easy. And although that meditation, that guided meditation, might have sound or looked a little woo-woo, or I don't know if I'm going to be able to do something like that. That doesn't make any sense. You know, where do I get started? You get started when you start thinking about it. You get started when you start journaling about it. You get started when you even put photos around you that resonate with that thought. So if it means that you do a vision board with that billowy white pillows that were around you in that bed that you imagine yourself waking up with, and outside you saw the most crystal blue ocean, then you need to find that picture and put that in front of you. You need to be in the sense of feeling what it was like when everything was all right, you were in total control, you had the money coming in, you were reflecting on the place that you lived. It's probably not the place that you live in now, and that's okay. It's about transitioning into the thought of feeling what it is that you really want. And I have to thank this great guy that's my mentor, gave me this letter from this great guy that I was trying to learn how to do the power of attraction, and I had a mentor. Her name is Rebecca Willis in San Marino, California, and she was a therapist. She was my therapist and my mentor, and I kept on going back and getting the right, you know, right. Getting dates was easy for me at the time. I was very confident, kind of cocky, and I was able to walk up to anybody, or if I saw somebody I was interested in, I was able to attract that sort of conversation leaning where they would ask me out. All of that stuff was easy. The part that wasn't easy was getting a good guy to do that. I had like the worst of the worst come to do that because I thought it was edgy, or it was great to have somebody that was more avant-garde or a little dangerous. And of course that ran its course and it was really bad. And so Rebecca gave me this letter that she had from a patient, and you know, it doesn't have his name on it, but she gave it to me, and I'll read it to you right now. But it was about the sense of the feelings that surrounded what he wanted out of a relationship. So he really honed in on the feelings, not the physicality of the relationship, but actually the feelings. And I'm going to read it to you. She is bright, kind, and gentle. She is confident, happy, and secure. She is creative and artistic. She loves music and to dance and sing. She has a great sense of humor, a wonderful laugh, and she laughs often. Her eyes sparkle when she does. She has a smile that can light up the room. It's the kind of smile that when you see it, you can't stop smiling back. You could never get tired of it, and waking up to it would set everything in your day off to a perfect start. She is easy to talk to, always has an interesting point of view. She is great at being the devil's advocate and likes to debate. She makes people think about things differently. She is fun to be with and has an inherent ability to put people at ease. She cares very deeply about those around her. She has an amazing family and is very close to them. She is patient and giving to a fault. She has a powerful sense of what is right and fair and the strength to fight for both. She would never intentionally do something to hurt someone else. She hasn't always had things easy, and this has made her stronger and given her depth and character. She is not concerned on how other people view her, but many people admire who she is. She has the ability to inspire and challenge others to do their best. She knows what she wants in life and is willing to put in the effort to get it. She is honest, loyal, and reliable. She is graceful, feminine, and sophisticated, but without being arrogant. She enjoys the simple things in life and is very grateful for what she has. She has a wonderful sense of adventure. She loves to travel and to try new things. She keeps a long list of things she wants to do and places she wants to go. She knows how to relax, but is active most of the time. She loves to stay home and cook. She likes having parties, and she's a great hostess. She is intuitive. She understands people. She is good at relating to how others feel, at knowing what they need, and at understanding what they mean. She is loving and thoughtful. She always seems to be able to find that perfect gift. She is independent. She doesn't need a man, but she chooses to have one. She is passionate and affectionate. She is an intimacy junkie like me. She does not need to be saved, but she has an uncanny way of knowing when to take charge and when not to. She has learned what it takes to make a great relationship and is at a point in her life where she's ready to have one. She knows herself well and is in touch with her emotions. She communicates her thoughts and feelings with ease. She doesn't worry about holding things back. If something is wrong or just doesn't seem right, she wants to address it. She doesn't wait for issues to grow into problems. She takes responsibility for her words, her actions, and her relationships. She is a true partner. She's always willing to put up her 50% and happy to give more when it's needed. She hates to give up in our relationship. Failure will never be an option for her. She will make an incredible mother and will love Ryan as her own child. And she likes to think of that as her not just getting one great guy, but two. This is who I choose because I deserve someone that amazing. I have earned it, and earning it has prepared me for her. I am now ready and willing to be as much to her as she is willing to be me. And I know that she exists because I'm already tied to her. We have never met, but I can already feel her out there. And that is frustrating sometimes because she is so close. But I keep reminding myself that it is just a matter of time before we find each other. And when we do, everything will fall into place. So if you see her, please point her in my direction and let her know that I'm ready for her. Wow. When I read that the first time about 6 years ago, chills were all over my body. I didn't know men like that existed. It made my whole body, like at a cellular level, want to find this guy and his kid Ryan. And I'm still mad to this day I wasn't introduced to him. But nevertheless, it was so powerful of those feelings that were around that. Just reading someone else's feelings on what he wanted in a relationship. I wrote the same thing, what I wanted. And I won't read you that one, but I will say I found him. And that's why I'm here in New Zealand. It's the man I married. And I started to do the same exact thing with the feelings around that, with everything I've ever wanted. So in business, I actually put a lot of the mentorship program focuses on going down that path, getting those feelings around what you want. You are ready. You absolutely deserve it. If you're listening to this podcast, it is not a coincidence. You are ready to go to that next step. And I'm so honored that you actually listened to this podcast and that this message came to you in the right space and time. So what my challenge is for you is to write back to me at Francesca@socialglobalgrind.com and share some of those thoughts that you had about wanting to build the right business lifestyle that you've always wanted. Maybe it's even about wanting to find somebody in a relationship, and still, that's part of your lifestyle. It definitely was with me. My lifestyle was all-encompassing. I want a family. I wanted a partner that I was going to live very long with, and I wanted a self-sustaining, amazing business to go along with that. And that was the start of how I did it. So to answer you out there that, like, where do I start? Start with this. It's harder to not start. If you do something like this, this is your actionable. This is the message that you need to send out there and really thrive on it. So with that said, I'm going to end the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I want you all to amp on. Go for it. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy this as much as I have. If you feel inspired, go right now to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up for our free newsletter. There, we'll have all the information for entrepreneurs or just people that are poking around and wondering if they should be one. Let's connect there soon. Bye for now.